Starting Bezos Hashem, Saita Daf Mem Dalet, and we are going to begin, it's about 10 or 12 lines down at the two dots, Mia Ish Asher Eras Isha. So we're going through, and the way we kind of understood the process was we're talking about they're going to fight a war, the Kohen Mashuach Melchama. Yesterday we discussed that there's three different types of Amira. There's some things that the Kohen Mashuach says and the Kohanim echo, they repeat, they're Mashmia, they make everybody else hear it, they're the announcers. There are some things that the Kohen Mashuach, which is the three, Aras Isha, Nata Karem, and Bana Bayis, those three would be that the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Mashuach Melchama says, and the Shaitrim are the ones who are Mashmia, they get spread the word. And then the last category is, and we'll get to that in a moment, is the where the Shaitrim announce on their own and spread the word. So that was the three categories. So now we're going through the three things that the Kohen Mashuach, meaning if you want to get out of the war, or when they assemble, the way we understood it was they kind of call a draft, everybody assembles at the border, and then the Kohen Mashuach makes a declaration if you hit one of these three categories, which is Aras Isha Nata Karem, right? You Aras Isha Nata Karem Valei Chilaloi, you didn't get to Netar Rabai, you didn't get to eat it yet. Or the third category of Bana Bayis, I mentioned it out of order, but Bana Bayis Valei Chanachai. So now we're going to discuss Mia Isha Asher Aras Isha, or Aras Isha, a man who did Aras into a woman, but didn't yet get to go to Chuppah with her, didn't get to marry her. Tana Rabbanan, Asher Aras, Asher Aras. So what does it mean, Asher Aras? Echad Ma'ares is Habesula. Ve'echad ha-ma'aris is ha-almana, ve'echad shemeres yavam. Meaning anything that is the gateway to marriage, whether it's a besula, a bula, or a shemeres yavam, v'afilu chamisha achen, u'meis echad mehem b'mochama, kulan chayzrin. And this we've had before, that even if, let's say, one of the brothers had died, so let's say there's five brothers, one of them dies, and leaving this woman to one of the four to Yibam, all four would be Chayzer Me'erchar Melchamak, because they're all, we mentioned this yesterday, that on some level, they're all considered exclusive, a potential wife for any one of the four. Loy Lakach, so the question, right, the question is that the Pasuk says, Mia Isha Sher Aras Isha V'loy Lakacha. It doesn't say V'loy Lakach, it says V'loy Lakacha, with an extra hey. V'lakach V'loy Lakacha. So what is that coming to be Mimayi? Prat La'mana L'kayin Gadol U'grusha V'chalutza L'kayin Hedyet Mam Zeres V'nesina L'Yisrael. That we would come to exclude that if the man did Erisin to or married a wife that was a Chayve Lavin, right? Prat la'aman l'kayin gadol, that's a chayv elav. Grusha b'chutz l'kayin edyer. Mamzeres v'nesina l'Yisrael. Bas Yisrael l'mamzer l'nasin. L'nasin, then they would not be chayzim erachar mechama. They're assembled there. They would not be excused. They can't go back home. Okay, now, anyways, by the way, these don't go back home, right? Remember, there were two categories. These go to join the war effort. They just don't have to fight. But the point is, they can't go back from the battle. Okay, lema the loyker Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So let's say this is going to, we had this yesterday. Lema loyker Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Let's say this is not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. De'ik Rabbi Yossi Aglili ha'amar hayare v'rach ha'levav zeha mesyar me'averis shabiyadai. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, if you have averis, so then you would go back. That's the fourth category, which we'll get to. That was the Shaitrim spoke about. If you have averis, you would go back. We'll see this in the next Mishnah very, very shortly. Which now means that we're saying that if this person was married to a grusha, a kain was married to a grusha, so it's a chave lav, so it would not go back. Well, what do you mean? It basically says, if you had an avera biyada, you go back. So how could the pasuk coming to be mamayit or prat, that if a person's married to a chave lavin, grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedyon, he wouldn't go back. What do you mean? Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, if you have averis, and this person is clearly somebody who does averis, so the Gemara says, afilu tamar Rabbi Yossi Aglili, kid the rabba, right? We can make a case of a man who's married or did averis into a grusha, v'chalutza l'kayin, that's an, even though it's a chayve lav on the marriage level, it's only where there was an iser done. Damar rabba, lo'elam ein chayv ad sheyivol, that he's not going to be chayv until he is bail her, and since if he's not bail her, so he's not a bar aver yet, so you have like this right in between area, this loophole, where Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah can still make sense according to Rabbi Yossi. What happens if you have a Kayin who did Erisin or married a Grusha of a Chalutza but didn't yet consummate? There was no Be'ilos Isser, so he's not considered a bar avera yet. Since he's not a bar avera, so then he wouldn't go back because of the avera, according to Rabbi Yossi, but right, and that's what we're saying, he doesn't go back. Okay, matam lo yikach Why? Because it says Achim Amatam Layikach Mishum Layichalal Mishum Hachi Ein Aloika Achayivol. Right. The whole point of Layikach, what we say is, it's not really the Erisin, the marriage of Lakicha, that's problematic. It's the fact that a Kayin, if he marries a Grusha, as one of these examples, it's making Chalala. It's a Chalala, which would happen Al Yidei the Bia, and therefore there's no Isser until there's a Bia. Tana Rabbanan, Asher Bana. So now, again, we're going through the three, which is, again, the three is what the Kayin Meshuach Machama was announced, and the Shaitrim were Mashmiya. So we're going through those three, which is Bana, Bayis, Eras, Isha, and Nata Karam, out of order. But if you look at the pasuk, Tana Rabbanan, Asher Bana, Asher Nata, Asher Ara. So what's the proper order? It says, Mia Isha Shebana Bayish Velei Chanachoy, Mia Isha Nata Karam Velei Chiloloi, Mia Isha Ser Eras Isha. So the pasuk specifically, purposely goes in the order of build a house, plant a vineyard, and then marry a woman. Limda Tarech Derech Eretz Sheyivne Adam Bayis, that a person should first build a house, Vita Karam, right? First have a place to live. Then Yita Karam, Balbatish Gemara. Then Yitakarim, actually the Rambam brings this down with Acha, but the Yitakarim that should plant a vineyard, V'achar kach, except the Rambam switches the two. Don't build a house first in Yitakarim. He says Yitakarim and then build a house. Okay, but anyway, the point of the Agarata here is on the third Derecher, Sheyivna Adam Bayis, a person should first build a house, V'yitakarim, then plant a vineyard, V'achar kach Yisa Isha. And only then do you get married. Don't do it the other. Don't get married first and then figure out how you're going to have a parnas or a place to live. No, first, this is Limda Tarech Derech Eretz. V'af Shleim Amar B'chach Masai. Shleim said B'chach Masai. Hachain, we'll see that this is only one way of learning this Agadita. Hachain B'chutz Malachtecha, that you should, this is what the Pasuk in Mishlei says, that Hachain B'chutz Malachtecha, that you should prepare outside your Malacha, the Atada B'sadalach, and again, so also Atada is a lashon of preparing. Achar B'nisa B'secha. So what does that mean? Meaning there's three categories. So first build a house. Then a vineyard. So the benisa beisecha is here. It's isha. So we see, just like the pasuk's mentioning here, and like we saw in Mishlei, that what's the derech eretz? Build a house, plant a vineyard, and then only then get married. Dabar acher. However, there are other ways to learn this. It's in regards to learning. First, learn mikra. Right. So lay the foundation with mikra. Then layer it with mishnah. Acher benisa beisecha zeh gemara. Then learn gemara. Okay, then the pasuk of Mishlei is not coming to teach us as far as that you shouldn't get married until you build a house and plant a vineyard, but rather it's telling you the proper way to lay foundations in your learning. Start with Mikra, then Mishnah, and then Gemara. Davar acher, hachem b'chutz malachtecha, that it takes it one level further. Hachem b'chutz malachtecha ze Mikra u Mishnah. So that is both Mikra and Mishnah. V'atuta b'sadolach, the second level is Gemara. Achar b'nisa b'secha, and what's the purpose? What's the fulfillment of Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara? Is Elo Maisim Tovim. Lazer ben Yedayshim Rav Yosef Gluli Omer, that he says, no, all three learnings is in the first one. Hachim b'chutz malachtecha, ze Mikra, u Mishnah, v'gemara. V'atuta b'sadolach, Elo Maisim Tovim. To do Maisim Tovim. What's the third? Achar b'nisa b'secha, the third level is Darish v'kabal schar. That even you lay the foundation, you do the Maisim Tovim, but still Darish v'kabal schar, that by being marbits, what you've learned, you can get schar for that. So that's the third level here. So that is the Divrei Agadita on in regards to the order. Now, the Elu She'en and Chayzra. Okay, so what we said was, we know the three categories, Bana Bayis, V'loi Chanachai, Nata Karen V'loi Chiloloi, which we said, you lived a house, you built a house, remember, and the only time the category we're talking about are people here who assembled for war. They don't have to actually go fight. They do have to join the war effort, right? They were going to have to be maskik, mayim, mazon, and lachem, shebas. They're going to have to prepare. They're going to have to go into the logistics part of the army. They are people who built a house, but didn't yet do Chanukah Sabayis. That was one. So we said, what's the category of a bias? So we said, anything, the way to machlekes, if you remember Elazar ben Yaakov and the Tanakama, anything that could be a Beis Dira would qualify. Now, the Mishnah said, according to everybody, even according to the Tanakama, the following are not considered a bias. That if it's just a gatehouse, that is not royal Dira, that's not going to count. Then, okay, et cetera. Rabbi Yehuda said, one other Chiddush, if you remember, that even if somebody rebuilds his house, so he takes the exact same architectural plans, okay, a missile came, hit his house, exploded it. So he takes the same architectural plans and rebuilds it right on that same spot. That would not qualify as a new house, as far as we're concerned. However, the Mishnah is now going to issue a massive caveat. Tana im haysev by dimus echad chayzer. But if he took the original plans and added one row of stones somewhere, that would be considered a new house, and then he would be chayzer. Okay, Rabbi Lazar, I'm afa bayin bayis Levenim Basharoin, that even if you built a house that had bricks and sharoin, lehayachizer wouldn't be chizer, tanam of nation, mechachinus, epamayim bashavua, because twice every 7 years it would fall down and have to be redone, and therefore it's not such a big simcha. This is not, we don't consider this like a, he built a permanent structure and never got to live in it. Ve'elu, okay, so again, those three categories, I just want to be clear, those three categories, built a house, never did a chanukah sabayis, built a vineyard, never got past Arlo, never got into Netar Revai, never got to the point of where he was never able to actually be machal the Netar Revai as it was the din of Maaser Sheni and be machal the Paris onto money and then go eat it. So he never got to enjoy it at all. Okay, and then we had Eres Isha Veloy Lekacha. So those are the three categories of people who they would have to answer the draft. They would go to the edge. The Kayin would get up. He would say, if you're any one of these three categories, you don't have to go to war. Don't go back home. Go service the war effort logistics. Now we had the Mishnah ended with the following category. The following people, they don't leave at all. Meaning, they stay at home. They don't even have to go. They can burn their draft cards. They don't even have to go to the Sfar. So who are those? So again, any of the three within the first year. If you built a new house, you did your Chanukah Sbayis, and you're within the first year. If you married your wife, and it's Shana Rishayna, so it's first year. If you are in the year of Netar Revai, where you finally are in the year where you get to enjoy your Paris, then you don't even answer the call. You don't have to join the war effort in any sort of way. Tana Rabbanon. Isha Chadasha, so it's the Pasuk says Isha Chadasha, Ainli Ela Isha Chadasha, so it sounds like only, maybe, you would think, what does Chadasha mean? Brand new. Besula, Amano Grusha Minayit, Tamil Lamar, Isha Mikol Makam, because it says Isha, that is going to be Marbe Mikol Makam, any wife, meaning as long as she is new to you. Imkein Matamil Lamar Isha Chadasha, Mishe Chad Shaloi. That if it's new to you, Yatzer Machzer Grusha Say, so if the guy was Machzer his Grusha, then he would not be Chayzer Me'archa Mochama. She'ein Chadash Aloy, it's not new to him. Tanur Abanon, Lo Yetze Batzava, Yachol. So you might think, Batzava, who do Lo Yetze? Aval Yaspek Mayim Mazoin, Vyaskin Adrachim, Vyasakin Adrachim. So maybe you would think that fine, he doesn't go out to war, but he does join the war effort. He helps with the logistics, food, fixes the roads. Tamil Lamer, Velo Yavar, Alav Lechol Davar. And this, of course, the Pasuk is talking about where? This is Naki Yelevesoy Shana Achas Vesimech Es Ishtai Asher Lakach. So that is the Pasuk of that the Torah tells us that the first year after you're married, the din of Shana Rishayna, that you have to stay home with your wife. Tamil Lomar Velo Yavar Alav Lachol Davar. Yachol Sha'ani Marba Afa Boina Bayis Veloy Chanachai. Nata Karen Veloy Chaloloy. Aras Isha Velo Lakacha. Okay, so you might think it's only. The you might think I might be marbe afa boina bayis v'loy chana choy neta karim v'loy chelo arvasicha v'lo dekacha. Tam lomar alav yata maver aval ata maver alacherim. Okay, so you might think that we're going to exclude the boina bayis and neta karim and arvasicha v'lo dekacha. Tam lomar alav yata maver. That only this person won't go to the war effort. Aval ata maver alacherim me'acher dekasav loyaver loyaver betzavol. One second. So me'acher dekasav loyaver. Once it says loyaver loyetze betzavol. So it says loyaver. If again, now what we're asking is like this: if there's a category of people who don't leave their house at all, so what is loyetze betzavol? Why is there a second din of loyetze betzavol? Lamali lavar lo b'shnei lavim, to say that somebody who is over on going out, meaning over on the din of Shana Rishayna, he's going to get two. That it's lo yetze, lo yavar alav l'chol davar. He shouldn't leave his house at all. Lo yetze alav betzava. And if he would go to war, so then there would be two isurim that he would have. There would be the two lavim. Now, so like we explained, that in the third category that was mentioned, first you had the kayin Shema Yisrael, Tem Krevim Ayayim, that the kayin Mashuach Machama announced, the kayhanim echoed it. They were the ones who mashmiya. Then we had the Kayim Meshuach Mechama saying the three things, Bana Bayis, Nata Karem, and Aras Isha, those were the three. And the Shaitrim were the ones who spread the word, saying if you're any one in the categories, they're all assembled there at the front. Then you had V'yosfu HaShaitrim, then the Shaitrim picked up here. And what the Shaitrim now speak about is the fourth category. V'yosfu HaShaitrim Adabar La'am, and what do they say? Mia Ish Hayare Racha Levav, right, that if you're scared, go back home. So that's the fourth category. So the question is, what is this fourth category of scared? So now we're going to machlokes tanaim. Kiva Eimer Hayorev Rach Alevav Kimashmai. It means if you're scared. It's very simple. The pasuk says if you're scared, go back. Now again, I want to be clear. Not go back home, join the war effort, but don't go to war. Okay, turn around. You just don't have the consistency to stand in battle, right? It's just not for you. You can't stand the sight of blood. And to see a sword drawn. It doesn't mean actually. Afraid, emotionally scared, but rather, that you're not afraid of war, okay, that would not be a reason to go back. Sorry, too bad, you gotta go. But what is it that you have a virus? And that would be a problem. So the Torah, because we don't want somebody who is going to have a virus, they're not gonna make it, they're not gonna help us, they're not gonna be a good person to fight this war. And therefore, what we did was we had four categories of people. In case you're in this last category of a person who has a virus, we mentioned three other categories, so now you have an excuse. I just built a vineyard. Okay? Rabbi Yossi says that it's Amana Lekain Gadol, Grusha Bechlutza Lekain Hedyot, Mzeres Venesina Le Yisrael. Again, all these which are Chai Ve'ilav and Bas Yisrael, Lamam Zerlinas, and Harehu Hayare V'rachaleva. So on the surface, again, if you have the Averis, you have Averis of Chai Ve'ilav, so then that's the Mia Ish Hayare V'rachaleva, it's a person who has Averis. Now on the surface, we mentioned three Tanoi, Rabbi Akiva. What does Hayare mean? The Shaychim say that you're actually afraid. What is Rabbi Yossi Aglili? That you're afraid of Averis. And then what do we have? The third category of Rabbi Yossi, the third Tana. So Rabbi Yossi, he brings specifics of Mamzer Mano L'Kain Gol, the Grusha B'chutz L'Kain Hedyot. So we don't really hear a differentiation. It also seems like you're afraid of Averis between Rabbi Yossi. So we have to, the Gemara will get to differentiating between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Yossi. Now, what happens after, at the end of the Parashah, Vayah Kechalas HaShechim L'Daber La'am? So what happens when once the Shechim are done saying their piece, they finish speaking. Ufakdu tsarei tzavayis b'roish ha'am uvikuvay shalom. Ufakdu tsarei tzavayis is the pasuk that they appoint tsarei tzavayis. So now you have the generals that stand b'roish ha'am uveikvay shalom at the front and the back. Okay, so you would have two levels of generals or enforcers that would stand at the front and the back. So mamidin zekifin lifnehem. So you would have the motivational speakers in front of them. Let's go, we can do this. Rashi says specifically, so the people leading would help the soldiers, help them fight, and if they would get injured, then he would, right? They would lift them up. So they were the motivational speakers would go first, the motivational sort of generals. Then you had the other ones who were the nasty ones, okay, the brute force ones stood in the back, meaning what? That they had axes of iron in their hands, anybody that wanted to run away from the back. So again, the people in the front were motivating the troops to move on to go fight. The ones in the back, they were standing with axes and really tried to break ranks and go back and retreat. They would chop, they had the rishus to chop off, a rishus biyad lekapech es shekav, to chop off his thighs. Why? Shetchilas nisa nefila. Because the beginning of running away is nefila, which sounds like dying, which doesn't make any sense. The Gemara will get to try to understand these words of the Gemara. Shenemar, nos Yisrael lefnei plishtim. Vigam magefa gedola hisabam. Ulalanu Omer, and the pasuk says vayenusu anshe Yisrael mipnei pelishtim vayiplu chalalim. Okay, so again, we have to still understand what we're saying there. We'll come back to it. The medvar memur. Now, by the way, all this chayzer may orchal melchama. When do we say which type of war do we excuse people from? Whichever category you're in, meaning either you're in the category of people who have to answer the draft. And then because you're banabayas v'lei chalacha and not the kar chiloloi, okay, or the category of people that are in the first year of marriage, shana rishayna, or the equivalent with the bias and the karem, so where you don't even have to leave your house, where does this ring true? That's only a mechemes harishus. Avam a mechemes mitzvah, when it's a mechemes mitzvah, then everybody has to go. Hakol yaitzin, afilu chason mechedroi, v'chalo mechupasa. That even a chason from his room, chason stish, v'chalo mechupasa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'med dvar mamurim b'mechemes mitzvah. So he says it with a little bit of a different lashon. We'll have to see in the Gemara what the difference is. Okay, because again, the Tanakhama said, when does this apply that you're going to send people back or people don't have to come in the first place? That is Milchemes HaRishus. But Milchemes Mitzvah, then everybody has to come. Everybody. Rabbi Yehuda says, Medvah Milchemes Mitzvah. that's only mechames mitzvah that you send people back. So it's not clear what the machlokes is, but it is clear that there is some sort of war. In the Tanakhama, we call it a mechames mitzvah, and in the Rabbi Yehuda, we call it a mechames chayva, that everybody would go fight to war. And it's very interesting, it says who? That even a chasan mechadre, v'chalo mechupasa.
She also has to fight.
Well, no. I fracked a few gashes. First of all, v'ha kol kvuda shabas melech penima. So what do you mean? She's going to go out to war? So that's kasha number one. Kasha number two is that the chinuch actually brings down in Tavkuf Peribes that nashim are peturin from the mitzvah of mechias amalech. Why? Because, famous, they don't go to war. Women don't go to war, and therefore, okay, therefore they're pater from that mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah association as mangrama. It's a standing mitzvah to destroy Amalek, and therefore they should be chayiv. I, why are they pater? Because women don't go to war. I, we see from here it says that a afilu chasun mechedre v'chal mechupasa. So you have to answer many different answers given. First of all, one, just an interesting, if you want to be medayik in the words, that the kala yoytza mechupasa is a result of the chasun yoytza mechedre. And really, what we're not saying is the woman should go out to war, but we're saying, since, imagine this, they're setting up their mamash at the chasana hall, so the guys in the chasantish, all of a sudden, it's a mechames chayva, what the Tanakhama calls, what Rabbi Yehuda calls mechames chayva, what the Tanakhama calls a mechames mitzvah, and then all of a sudden, right, oh, I gotta go. He gets up from the chasantish, so then memela, the kala is yotze mechupasa. She has nobody to marry. So it's not that she goes out to war, it's since the chasans going out from where? Mechedrasai. Since he's leaving the chasana hall, so then she's not going to the chuppah, she's going to leave the chuppah as well. There's no one coming for her.
Misha doesn't have to teach you that.
Okay, fine. So
if anything,
yeah.
Maybe teach you something. She's not going to war. I'm not saying chasana shom, she's going
fine.
To
okay,
death,
so.
But Misha doesn't have to teach
you. So there are those others who say. So
something.
Fine.
Teach
okay.
You something.
I thought that was a cute answer, but if you didn't like that answer, so I thought that was a good answer.
That's a cute answer.
That's a Radvazai answer. But okay, I hear you. I hear you.
Waste, I hear you. Waste
okay, so the other answer would be that the women have to go
something.
To join. They have to go and join the war effort,
yeah.
Meaning they have to go and
so
and
the uniforms are,
or yeah, exactly, or prepare the food or something like that. But it doesn't actually mean go fight. Okay, fine. Sure. Zakta Gemara. My Ikka, okay, so again, so what was our Akash over here? So we said that the fourth category is the Shoichim get up and say, who's afraid? Okay, we said, who is afraid? So what is the difference with Machoikis? What does this mean, who's afraid? Rabbi Kiva says, you're afraid of fighting. What are the other two? The other two are Rabbi Yesi Aglili, who says, you're afraid of the Averis that you have. And Rabbi Yesi says that it's like, Aman of the Kohen Gadol, Gush of the Kohen Hedyot, Harehu, so what's the difference? It's not clear. My ikah bein Rabbi Yosi Aglili, ikah bein ayu averi drabanon. That the averi drabanon is the difference. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's even an averi drabanon. Now, of course, the pasuk isn't coming to exclude you from averi drabanon. The pasuk is coming to exclude you from averi daraisa. Pasuk wouldn't come to exclude you from averi drabanon. The pasuk is coming to exclude you. Rabbi Yosi Aglili takes it on his own one step further, saying that even if it's not an averi daraisa, but it's an averi drabanon, you would also not go to war, okay? And Rabbi Yesi says, no, only if it's an Aver Drabbanon. Kiman oz laha de Tanya. So who would the Tana, the following b'risa be? Sach bein tefillah l'tefillah, that if you spoke in between putting on the tefillin, between the hanachas tefillin shal yad and tefillin shal roish, okay? So if you spoke during that, averi hi b'yada v'chazam erecha melchama, you have to say kiman k'Rabbi Yesi aglili. You have to say it's Rabbi Yesi aglili. Why? Because that's only an Avera Durabbanon, okay, and therefore, again, Rabbi Yossi would argue, he would say it's only an Avera Duraisa that you go back. Man Tana Lahad Tana Rabbanon, so who would be the Tana of the following Raisa? Shama Kol Kronos, okay, you hear the horns, Vihir Sia, and you're trembling, meaning you're scared, deathly afraid. Hagafash Treason, you hear the clashing of the shields, Vihir Sia, and you're deathly afraid. Tzachtzuach Charavais, Umayim, okay, so you hear the unsheathing, right, or the clashing of the swords. Umayim shoysesin, you see the glint of the swords. Mayim shoysesin agabe alberkav. And the person can't hold himself in. He's so afraid that he urinates on himself. Shoysesin alberkav, chayzer. So kiman, lemi rabbi Yehuda, hibel rabbi Yosi Aglili. So it sounds like, who would it be? It sounds like it's Rabbi Akiva. What does scared mean? really scared. These are examples of scared. And not Rav Zeglili, who says it has to do with Averis. Now, before we get to the answer, it's very interesting. The Rambam brings down that there is a Lois Aseh. So the question is, how do we understand this Veloy, that the Pasuk says, Veloy, the Isser to not be afraid. I didn't bring a Chumash today. But the Isser there to not be afraid, Al Tira, right? Where it says in that Parsha, not Mia Isha Hayari Vachalev, but there's an Isser of not being afraid that Hashem is with you. So the question is, how do you understand that Isser? Is it saying, is it a haftacha, saying don't worry, don't be afraid because Hashem will be with you? Or is it a real lav, that it's an Isser to be afraid? So the Rambam actually says, that he brings down that it's he, and I'll quote the Lashon, that he says, that Yesh b'tayra hazhara la'yotzim b'mochama shal yifchadu me'a oivim b'shas mochama kohamaschil lachshoiv u'laharar b'mochama. If somebody starts thinking about the mochama, umavil atzmai, and he gets himself scared over b'lav. Shenemar al yerach levavchem. Okay, so the Minchas Chinuch asks, well, according to the Rambam, if being afraid... We'll get to the actual love, back to Lashon Rambam in a second here, it will be the answer. But if you're afraid, you're over on the love, well, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we just said over here, you're afraid. We said it must be Rabbi Akiva, what afraid means afraid, not Averis. Well, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, being afraid is an Averis. So now you have an Averis, so it could also be Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So what's the Gemara asking the Kasha over here? So the answer, the Achronim answer, that if you look at the words of the Rambam, again, that there's two different types. If a person is naturally afraid, he's going to war and he's naturally afraid, then that's fair. There's no lav. It's specifically for a person who does things to cause fear to himself. Right? What called maschel lachshoiv ulahara b'machama umavil atzmai. That a person, he starts thinking about everything that he has to lose. And everything, you know, the wife back home, everything he has to lose. His children, he starts thinking about that. And then because of that, he becomes scared. That's where the Lois Aseh is. But if a person is just naturally scared of going to war, that would not be a reason to go back. That's how they understand that. But anyways, I feel Rabbi Yossi Aglili, so we say no. The Rabbi Yossi Aglili could agree, Maida. He could agree that if you're afraid that you, he could agree that you're afraid, if you're afraid, you go back. Mishum dechsev leimasis lavav echav kilvavoy. Right, that you don't want to bring everybody else down. You're now afraid. This guy's going to walk around going, oh, I'm scared. What's going to happen? And everyone's going to join him and be nervous and anxious. So we can't have that in our war effort. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi is going to agree to that. What he's saying is, even if the guy is not afraid, but he has averus, meaning he's not afraid because I'm fearful, but if I have averus shabiyadai and I'm afraid about the averus shabiyadai, so for that reason, you'd go back. Vayihi kechalis hashoitrim. So the pasuk just said, right, we had, again, generals at the front, generals at the back was the way we said it. Okay. So again, why did we have these enforcers in the back with axes ready to chop off the legs of anybody who was going to run away? Said the Mishnah, which doesn't really make any sense, right? The beginning of running away is dying. No, the beginning of death or falling in war is running away. Once you start to flee and start retreating, then it's over, right? So the Gemara says, yes, that's true. What do you mean? In order, the first step of losing the war, nefila, is running away. Fine. Now, so we had two different lashonos. We said that all this chayzer berachah mechama is only Tanakama. By Mechamas Rishos, by Mechamas Mitzvah, everybody, Afilu Chasa Mechedra, everyone's got to go fight. Then we had Rabbi Yehuda who said, Mechamas Mitzvah. But it's Mechamas Chayva, then everybody has to go fight. So what's these two Lashainas? I'm Rabbi Yechanan, no difference. Rishos to Rabbanon, Zuhi Mitzvah to Rabbi Yehuda. That you have to line them up. What the Rabbanon said of Rishos is Chayzer Merachama, that's the Mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda said, Mitzvah is Chayzer Merachama. Mitzvah to Rabbanon, Zuhi Chayva to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so you have to say that they're talking, again, they're using two different words. They're just using two different words, but really they mean the same thing. V'amar Rava, Rava takes it one step further. If so, what's the machlekes about? Fine, and Rava's not, and Rashi's clear about this, Rava's not arguing what Rabbi Yechanan just said. It's true that Mechamas, there's two categories of Mechama, okay? In regards to being Chayzer Merachah Mechama. But what is the machlekes? Mechamas Yeshua, so now, there's actually going to be three categories of war, and that's what's going to be the answer. And there's going to be machlekes in them. So not like this. Mechemes Yeshua lichbaish. So let's say that's a real chayv. Mechemes Yeshua lichbaish. That is a war. Everybody has to go be kibosh haaretz, to go do kibosh haaretz. Divrei hakol chayva. So that's going to be a chayva. And Of course, no one's going to be able to get out of going chayzer me alchama alchama. Even that's the one that chalam mechupasai that chasan mechedra and chalam mechupasai would have to go out for. Now, what's the machlokes? Machlokes is in regards to al isek b'mitzvah pater min mitzvah. So, like this, everybody would agree that that is number one. Isek b'mitzvah pater min mitzvah. Am I pater from doing mitzvahs because I'm fighting this war? So, if it's the Milchamas Yeshua where there's a mitzvah of kibush of aretz. That's a, whatever you call that, chayver mitzvah, it's definitely, that's the top level. Everyone's going to agree that you can't be chayzer merachah mochama, because everybody has to go fight that war, and it's doicha any other mitzvah. On the flip side, melchemes beis David l'ravacha, where you're just coming to expand the land, you want to gain more territory, so that's divrei hakol rishus. Everyone's going to agree that's going to be a rishus, okay? And there would be chayzer mochama, and moreover, It's such a rishus of a sort of war that it's not even going to be doicha mitzvahs. What's the machlekes? Ki pligi lemuti evdei chachavim deloy lesi alayu. If you're going to fight a preemptive strike.
6-day war.
Preemptive strike. It's a very, very, very IDF-centric today. Sheru Lumi. Of course, the guy at the Chassidish Levosh will be talking about the 6-day war and the Sheru Lumi. He's trying to find Ryerson and the Gemara. Okay, anyways. So, Delay Lacey Alayu, Mar Kari La Mitzvah. So again, one Mandamar is going to call it a mitzvah. This is the preemptive strike. Umar Kari La Rishus. Okay, and the other Mandamar is going to call it a Rishus. So what's the Nafkamina? Again, Mar Kari La Mitzvah, that is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda calls it a mitzvah, and he's going to say that it's going to be Deicha other mitzvahs. Umar Kari La Rishus, the Tanakama calls that one a Rishus. Why does he call it a Rishus? Because, yes, of course you're going to be chayzer me'erchah mechama. Either way, the only mechama that you wouldn't be chayzer for, that's like Yeshua. That's a true chayt. But this one, the Tanakhama is calling it a rishus, because what we're saying is it's not even going to be deicha other mitzvahs. Nafkamina lo isek mitzvah patur min mitzvah, as we explained. Okay, so just to get a little, it's a little confusing, but just to get clarity over here, there's three categories. Mechamas chayva, so meaning Yeshua, everyone's going to agree that you're not going to be chayzer me'erchah mechama, and of course it's going to be deicha other mitzvahs. On the flip side, Milchemes David, which was just to expand the land, everybody holds your chayzer of me'erchah mechama, and everybody would hold that it's not going to be deicha other mitzvahs. You're not in the category of itzuk mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. On a preemptive strike, so first of all, everybody would agree there would be chayzer mechama. The only machlekes, what's the machlekes of whether we call it rishus or mitzvah? Essentially, it's the machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda is if you call it a rishus, according to the Tanakama, it's a rishus, and therefore it's not going to be deicha other mitzvahs. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is going to be a mitzvah, and therefore Isaac mitzvah pater min mitzvah will be deicha other mitzvahs. Hadron alach mashuach machama. We'll make a haschala on the new parak because the dafim don't get any smaller. So we'll just spend a few minutes here. We'll go into the first sugya. So just the beginning, the next parak is going to talk about Egla Rufa. So why are we getting to Egla Rufa? Because it was an Amira. And we're coming off of the last parak of Elin Emarim, the whole Lashon, and we discussed things that have to be said, B'Lashon HaKodesh. And one of those things is the Dibor of Egla Rufa. So what's Egla Rufa? That if a body is found outside of a city, so we don't know who killed him. So then the Dayanim come from the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and we're going to see this, that they come first to measure. Okay, who is the Karoiv? What's the closest city? Okay, you have to get into Roiv versus Karoiv. We'll get into some of these things a little bit later, but they come to measure who is the closest city, and then they decide who the responsible city is. Now, the Chinuch says that this mitzvah is only applicable when there was capital death penalty, which would mean when the Sanhedrin HaGadol was in Lishkas HaGazis. Okay, before Sanhedrin was Gaila, that would be limited to the time. The Mincha Sanach argues on him. He says, he comes to ask, he says that really it should be anywhere the Sanhedrin was. But Al Kapanim, you definitely needed the Sanhedrin HaGadol, okay, in order to do the initial measuring. Then they would say who the responsible city is. Then the Zakenim of that city would come. They would hand it off. Okay, so now the Sanhedrin HaGadol said, okay, it was this city. The Zakenim of that city would come, and then they would have to bring the Egla Rufa, and they would have to say, Yadenu lo shaflas adam hazeh, veinenu lo ra'u, that we are not responsible for the death of this person, and we've seen this a couple times in the Gemara, what would be the responsibility? They're coming to certify that they had a chesed house, they had a gemilas chasadim, that there was no, that they wouldn't have left him not being malava him, that they would not have left him without food. Okay, so the point is that it starts with the Sanhedrin HaGadol, which we'll discuss today, and then just to decide which city, their din was to be mited in to figure out what's the closest city, and then the zakenim of that city would have to go through with Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa, Belashon HaKodesh Nemra. So the certification that the zakenim of the city say, Yodenu l'shachu es adam hazeh ve'enenu l'orovu. That amira that they're saying has to be b'lashon hakodesh. Shenemar as pasuk says, ki matzei chalal ba'adama, you find a corpse on the ground, v'yatzu zakenecha v'shaftecha. So you have shloisha, you need shloisha mibezin agadol v'shushalayim, you need three people to come from the Sanhedrin agadol, ha'yoytzin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that it wasn't three, again, they had to be from the Sanhedrin agadol v'shushalayim. Tanakama says three, Rabbi Yehuda says five. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Chamisha. Shenemar Zekeinecha Shnayim V'Shavtecha Shnayim Ve'Im Bezdin Shakol. So really, Zekeinecha means two, Shavtecha means two, and you can't have a Bezdin Shakol. So therefore, you got to add one. V'Sivan Aleim Oidechad. Now, Nimtza Taman Oitaloi Be'ilon. So let's say you find the body Taman Bagal. It's buried under a heap of stones. Oitaloi Be'ilon, or it's suspended. It's hung from a tree. Oitzafa Panei Hamayim. Or it's floating on the water. Lo Hayu Arpin Shenemar, because the pasuk specifically said Ki Matzei Chalal Ba'Adama. But loy tamon bagal, right? So that would mean not covered. It has to be ba'adama, lying on the ground. Noifel, v'loy talo be'ilon. It has to be, again, lying on the ground. Basadeh, v'loy tzafa p'nei hamayim, not floating on the water. Nimsa samak l'sefar, if it's found near the border, or le'ir sh'ruba v'chachavim, or next to a city that is roiv v'chachavim, or le'ir sh'ein ba'bezin, or the city doesn't have a bezin, like we said. The initial process is three people from, or five, according to Rabbi Yehuda, from bezin agadol come and say this meets the category, and then you need the zakenim of the ear to do this. To go through the process. If there's no bezdin, a layer shame, but bezdin, loya you arpin. They wouldn't go through with the process. We'll have to see what that means, and we're just going to explain it. A medidin, a layer shesh, for bezdin, you only do medida to a city that has a bezdin. Okay, so let's first, what we're going to get into is the first two things in the Mishnah, which is that it's b'lashon hakodesh. Zakta Gemara, Maika Amar. How do we know that it has to be b'lashon hakodesh? Amar Rabba, Achik Amar, Shenemar, because the pasuk says, va'anu va'amru. In the declaration, what do they say? Remember these words? Anu va'amru. That is. By the brachos and kalos, it was anu and amru on har grizim and har eva. Ma'aniya amru lahalon b'lashon hakodesh, just like by har grizim and har eva, b'lashon hakodesh. Afkan b'lashon hakodesh. V'seder egla arufa ketzad. Now that's what the Mishnah comes to be saying. Egla arufa b'lashon hakodesh ne'amar ki matze. And then right, you got to insert those words in between. It's because it says va'anu va'amru and ketzad. Rabbi Yehuda said that no, it wasn't three. Again, so to get the process started, you need three, according to the Tanakhama, five from the Bezdin, three or five from the Bezdin Agadol Shebi Shalayim to come down and do the Medida, do the measurement. Tan Rabbanu v'yatsu zekeinecha v'shaftecha. Zekeinecha, like we explained, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is two. Shaftecha is two. Shnayim. Ve'ein bezdin shakol, so masifin alam oid echad. Harei kan chamisha, that's how you get five divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rishim ha'neimer, zekeinecha shnayim, that zekeinecha is two. Ve'ein bezdin shakol, masifin alam oid echad. Okay, so he says you only learn it from zekeinecha, which tells me two. You're always going to add one because you can't have an even number. So that's how you get to three and five. Harei kan shloisha. Frekta gemar, Rav Shimon, who was like the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, Rav Shimon nami, haksiv v'shaftecha. Well, it says zekeinecha v'shaftecha. Rabbi Yehuda learns zekeinecha is two, shaftecha is two. Right, it's plural. Zekeinecha, shaftecha. So it's two and two. So why did you leave off shaftecha? Ha'umi bayalei, lemi yuchadin shebeshaftecha. That you need the Sanhedrin agadol. Shaftecha is coming to tell me, v'shaftecha is coming to tell me, that you need from the Sanhedrin Agadol, Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, I don't need it because I can learn it from Ziknei, Zikeinecha Nafka. It could have said Ziknei and Biyatsu Ziknei Ayir. Why did it say Zikeinecha? So not right. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda means Ziknei, Zikeinecha Nafka. Rabbi Shimon says, no, I need Ziknei, Zikeinecha. Ikas Rachmana Ziknei. If it would have just said Ziknei Havamina Afilu Ziknei Hashuk. Any old people. Kasav Rachmana Zikeinecha. Because Rachmana Zikeinecha. If it would have just said Zikeinecha, Hava Mina Afilu Sanhedrin Kitano. I would have thought that even the, meaning the elders, fine, Chasha people. So if it would have just said Ziknei, then I would have just said any old people. Go find two old people in the Shuk to go measure. If it would have just said Zikeinecha, okay, it has to be yours, Miuchadim of your city. So I would have thought that all you need to do the Medida is Zikeinim from Chashiv Zekeinim, you're right, Sanhedrin of your city, Sanhedrin Katana. Kamash Malan, then no, I need the Sanhedrin Vishayv Techa, tells me I need Sanhedrin Gedayla. Okay, because Rachmana Vishayv Techa, Yuchadim Shayv Techa. Now, the problem is, okay, it's like this. So the bottom line is, according to Rav Shimon, or the, like we have the Tanakhama, I need Shayv Techa to tell me Sanhedrin Gedayla. And according to Rav Yehuda, where do I know that from? What about this whole thing? I might have thought Ziknei, and then I might have thought any old man, or at least the Shaved him from your city. How do I know shaved him gedolim? So Yehuda gamar ziknei ziknei bezikne eda. That we're going to learn it from. We're going to learn this from egla rufa. We're going to learn ziknei zikna from par helam davar. Okay, meaning mala halon by par helam davar. So it's a gzeir shava. Zikne zikne. Mala halon by par helam davar. It's miyuchadim shebe eida. I need from the Sanhedrin a gadol. Afkan, so too by egla rufim miyuchadim shebe eida. So the Gemara says, hold on 1 second. Igamar, if you're going to learn a gzeir shava. So then that means you're going to learn that the shaftim that you need to be dealing with here are the Sanhedrin Agadol. So if so, Ligmar Lakula Milsa Mehasam. Well, guess what? I could also, by Param Davar Shetzibar, it's also 5. So I can learn that from here as well. So I don't need any of these psukim, Zikenecha Veshaytrecha, to tell me 2 and 2, Zikenecha Veshaytrecha, 2 and 2, and then I round up to 5 because I need an odd number. Zikenecha Veshaytrecha, Lamali. Ella, you have to say like this. Really? Okay, so let's roll back. Where are we up to? Sometimes we get lost in the drushes. Roll back. Really? I need zikne, zikenecha, shayftecha. Everyone's going to agree that I need shayftecha to tell me that the people coming to do the measuring to start this process have to be from Sanhedrin Gedalah. Okay, so I need the shayftecha. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's zikenecha telling me 2. Shayftecha will be telling me 2. Well, Shavtecha, I need to tell me Sanhedrin Gadol, so I don't have that. No, we answer like this. Ella, Vav de Shavtecha leminyana. So I add the Vav. So it's Zikenecha, Vih, that tells me 2 and 2. Zikenecha is 2, Vih, Shavtecha I'm using for something else, is 2. So that is leminyana. Rav Shimon, Vav loy mashmale. And Rav Shimon does a darshan the Vav, so you don't get an extra limud. Okay, so according to Rav Shimon, you just have Zikenecha. Shavtecha is coming to tell me Sanhedrin Gedola. According to Rav Yehuda, it's Zikenecha tells me 2. Shavtecha tells me Sanhedrin Gedola. And the Vish Shavtecha tells me another 2. And that's how I have 5, right? Because again, it's really 4, but I have to add 1. Elameata, Frekta Gemara. Well, if you're counting words, Viyotzu Shnayim, Umadadu Shnayim. So you should have an extra 2 for each one. Okay, because they're not fundamentally arguing on darshaning words. The whole machlekes between at this point between the Tanakhama, or we now identify as Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, is am I derish the vav? So if so, the yatsu should be another 2, madadu should be another 2. Rabbi Yehuda hare kan tisha. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, 2 and 2 would be adding 4 onto the 5 you already had would be 9. Rabbi Shimon hare kan shiva, you would have 7. So the Gemara answers no. Those psukim aren't coming to tell me people, but rather they're coming to tell me other dinim. Hu bailech de tanya. V'yatsu'u, that the Sanhedrin HaGadolah themselves have to come. Hein v'lo yishluchem. Umadadu, that they have to measure. She'afilu nimtza ba'alil li'ir. Even if it's very close to a city. They know exactly which city it is. It's like 4 feet outside the city. Okay, we don't need to start with a measuring tape to figure it out. Still, right? She'afilu nimtza ba'alil li'ir. Ha'yumadidim she'mitzvah la'asik b'medida. Because the act of measuring itself is the mitzvah. So how does the process of Egla start? It's either 3 or 4 or 5 people. What determines 3 or 5 people? That determines, that's if you dervish the vav. Okay, but it starts with 3 or 5 from, not people, but Sanhedrin Gedolah have to come down and they have to do a, right, what do we learn? That they have to come down themselves, they can't send the shliach, and so you need either 3 or 5 depending on which tana you hold like, and they have to do a medida, even if it's clearly evident which city is the closest city, they have to do the medida anyways.